From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London police seeking help from public. London police said Friday they've made two more arrests in connection with the attack near Parliament. Counter-terrorism commander Mark Rowley characterized the arrests as significant, though he did not provide any details. He said 9 people are currently in custody and 1 person has been released. Police officials identified the attacker who killed 4 people near Parliament as Khalid Massoud, a Briton who converted to Islam and had a lengthy criminal record for weapons possession and other charges. Rowley said Massoud's birth name was Adrian Russell Ajao.
So at this point, I would like to appeal specifically to the public. We remain keen to hear from anyone who Khalid Massoud, anyone who knew Khalid Massoud well.
Meantime, British Home Secretary Amber Rudd is denying that there had been an intelligence failure because of the incident.
My experience of the intelligence services is they do a remarkably good job. Let's remember, this is the first Islamist terrorist attack in 4 years. They've foiled 13 since 2013. I'm sure we'll get more information over the next few days and few weeks, but I have complete confidence in our intelligence services.
Armed police shot and killed Massoud moments after the incident. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital on Friday. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the Arab Spring uprisings that swept the region. He was accused of inciting the deaths of protesters in the 18-day revolt. He also faced a number of other charges that eventually were dismissed. And earlier this month, he was cleared of murder charges. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged the man who attempted to drive at high speeds Thursday through a shopping center in Antwerp with terror offenses, including attempted murder. The 39-year-old French national and resident identified as Mohamed R. was charged with an attempt to murder in a terrorist manner, an attempt to hit and wound in a terror manner, and arms infractions. That according to the federal prosecutor's office. Police found knives and a gun in Mohamed's car. New York police say a 28-year-old white man from Baltimore, from the southern U.S. state of Maryland, traveled to New York City last week to engage in a killing spree on African-American men. James Jackson allegedly chose to kill in New York because he thought he would receive the maximum amount of media coverage there. However, he stopped after killing just one man, 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman. Jackson killed Kaufman with a sword on Monday and went to a police station Wednesday to confess. He is being held without bail, charged with murder and a hate crime. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met yesterday with Saudi Arabia Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir. With more, here's Laritza Hoke for VOA.
At the conference he hosted Wednesday, Tillerson called for a complete defeat of Islamic State.
There's great unanimity around the effort to defeat ISIS, not just on the battlefield, but also off the battlefield and around the world.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner told VOA that an international effort in fighting terrorism is important because militants move from a place where they're defeated to another vulnerable place.
They're going to try to extend their tentacles elsewhere in the world.
Toner reinforced Tillerson's message that the U.S. priority is to defeat Islamic State on the ground and then follow up with dismantling the group's support lines. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Toner noted that it's also important to go after ISIS online as well. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Thursday he would lead a filibuster against appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Through all 4 days, he has showcased his sterling credentials and a brilliant legal mind. We find Senator Schumer's announcement truly disappointing because it breaks with the tradition of how the Senate has handled Supreme Court confirmation votes in modern time and represents the type of partisanship that Americans have grown tired of.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.